And we're back. You're listening to a Shunpikers Journal on the Michigan Business Network. We're up at the Management Briefing Seminars in Traverse City, hosted by the Center for Automotive Research. And we had an interesting press conference today where these couple of young men arrived in a Chrysler 300 that went from Detroit through the tunnel up to Port Huron and back across the bridge and all the way to Traverse City autonomously. Tell us about that drive. Give us the details here. This is Stefan Hartman from Continental.
Exactly. So it was an amazing opportunity for us, especially to drive into two different countries at the same time in one drive. It was well organized, and then crossing borders, going through this checkpoint, and then going all the way up through Ontario, through Michigan to Traverse City. It was really a nice ride.
And how many miles was it about?
It was more than 300 miles.
More than 300 miles, and how much of that 300 miles was pretty much totally autonomous?
It would be automated, and we didn't look at the data yet, but it would be a high percentage.
High percentage, like 85-90% of the time.
I don't know the exact numbers.
Okay, so now you're sitting behind the steering wheel,
yes,
ready to take over if you need to take over.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about how that whole system works.
So as I explained to you, we have different camera sensors, different radar sensors on the vehicle, and we use this to detect the lanes, detect our objects, road borders, and out of this we built a 360-degree environmental model to understand what does the environment look like. Where's our lane? How many lanes are there? Where's the road? Where are all the other traffic participants? And based on this, we plan our driving strategy, our drive accordingly.
So is it necessary that the road markings be clear and visible? I mean, could you do this on a road that wasn't marked very well?
Right now, this vehicle is designed, or the cruising chauffeur is designed for highway driving, and we take road markings as an input.
Okay, and in the future though, that could be, it could read it in such detail that it could tell where the edge of the road was, even without the markings, I suppose.
Yes, so
that's probably next generation.
Yes. So right now we are focusing on highways, but once we get off the highway, we need to deal with those scenarios. So we're already working on those, how to come up with these scenarios and how to get a solution there.
Wow. Yeah. So I understand this was a project between Continental and Denso and the governments of both United States and Canada, or Michigan and Canada.
So the drive today was a collaboration between Continental and Magna.
Or Magna, not Denso. Magna.
And then Ontario and MDOT.
And they signed an understanding that covers sort of the development of these cars. Is that what the whole point of that agreement was?
So it should help with the deployment and testing of automated vehicles.
Okay. And have you been testing these vehicles on that test facility in Ann Arbor?
No, this vehicle we didn't test there. We tested on highways right now.
On the highway?
On our test tracks.
Okay, and where's Continental's test facility?
We have multiple all over the world, all over the U.S. So.
And one in Michigan?
We have one in Michigan and Brindley.
Great. So what else can you tell us about this car? How long has it been in development, this particular version?
This vehicle? It's quite a few years, but on the automated driving, we in Continental work already more than 10 years on this.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I understand there's different levels of automated driving, level 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. What level is this, and can you tell us where that fits in the whole scheme?
So, according to SAE levels, this is a level 4.
Level 4.
Which means if the system, or if the vehicle gets in a situation where the system wants the driver to take back over control, but the driver doesn't respond to it, doesn't take back over control, we bring the car, or the system brings the car in a safe state, which could be pulling it over to the shoulder.
Okay, so that's level 4 of 5, right?
4.
So what is level 5?
Level 5 would be a self-driving car.
Totally self-driving. Yes. You wouldn't even have to have a steering wheel or a accelerator pedal or...
This could be a solution.
Or brakes that are actuated by the driver or anything. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So that could change the whole focus of transportation. I guess that's the whole point, huh?
Could be. That's future mobility. Yeah. And if you think about people who nowadays who can drive a car or who are not able to drive a car, this will make them mobile again.
And of course, one of the issues is safety.
Yeah. So within Continental, we have this, what we call Vision Zero. So it's our vision of zero accidents. And because of this, we will have zero fatalities, zero injuries. That's why we develop all the systems. We started with assistance systems, and now we go to automated driving to really reduce this number and get closer to zero.
Now you're one of the engineers involved with this. In terms of a timeline, how do you see the future of this car? When will something like this level 4 be available for a common person to buy?
So, in our own timeline, we plan to develop a system by 2020 to be able to provide to OEMs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how about level 5?
That's a few years later.
Like 5 or 10 or 20, or do you have a sense for that?
No, just a few, not 10, 20.
Well, what I've noticed is that, you know, I've been watching this for 10 years when they started talking about self-driving vehicles, and it seems to me that all of the milestones have been met much more quickly than anybody predicted in the beginning. So I'm thinking that might be the case here, huh?
Well, yeah, but you also have to make sure that you develop the concept right, that you have, for example, redundancy, that right, it's safe and also convenient.
Wow, wow. Stefan Hoffman from Continental Automotive.
Continental Automotive Systems.
Oh, Continental Automotive, thanks for being on the program.
You're welcome.
And that's all the time we have for today. Glad you're with us today, and thanks as always to our friend Jonathan Stars, who wrote, produced, and performed our theme music. So we hope you'll be with us next time for a Sun Pikers Journal here on the Michigan Business Network. Until then, enjoy your drive.
I jump my chariot of gold, gonna drive round heaven all day.